What up, what up, what up? And welcome to another episode of the Eyeball Podcast. I'm your host, Derek Williams, also known as D-Will, the coach, and I'm here with the crew. Minus one again. Jamaica had to go to the doctor, but she's fine. She'll be back next week on the next episode. But I do got my bro in the building, Coach Brian Williams, a.k.a. Chill Will. Chill, what up, brother?
I'm good. In the building, ready to roll.
Yes, sir.
We got to get Jamaica back. We got to get her back.
Yeah, man. She got to get back in the building, man. She hit me today and was like, yeah, I got a doctor's appointment. I won't be able to make it. Because, hey, if y'all don't know, man, we recording. Hey, where there's a demand, we're here to supply you. So the demand is there for more Eyeball Podcast, man. So we here to supply y'all with just that on a new day. New time, don't matter. We still going on Thursdays, but we finna give y'all another one today because, man, this one couldn't even wait a whole week.
Exactly.
It couldn't wait a whole week, B, man. On the show today, we have the number one ranked player in the state of Alabama, according to prephoops.com, and also a top 30 player in the country, according to ESPN on the ESPN 60 for the top juniors in the country. We have Mr. Barry Dunning from McGill Tulane High School.
Yes, sir.
In Mobile. Hey, bro.
Yes, sir.
That's another one.
Yes, sir.
Like this kid. Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you something about this kid, B. He can play.
I've been watching him.
He can. He's long. He's athletic. He can play out there on that wing. He can also play on the inside defensively. He can block shots. It's a lot that this kid can actually do on the basketball court.
Yes, and his learning curve for the last year from last summer to this summer has been amazing. This kid just, he's starting to figure it out. He's starting to get a lot of confidence in himself. So you can tell, man, this kid's ready to roll.
Ready to roll he is. So, yeah, man, we're going to have Mr. Barry Dunning on the show, man. We're going to talk to him about a couple of different things, man. Of course, he ran with the Alabama Fusion this summer.
Yes.
On the EYBL circuit. He also did last year. And they only got one tournament in this year.
Exactly.
And they were shut down. Nike shut down all EYBL teams. So we're going to ask him what he's been doing since they've been shut down. Has he been able to run with other squads? And how's he just been coping during the COVID-19 shutdown? Also, man, we're going to talk about that ESPN ranking. What does he think about it? Too high? Too low? You know what I'm saying? Like, is he just privileged to actually be on the list, man?
Yeah.
So we're going to go through all that with Mr. Barry Dunning, man, coming up, man. But, B, you had a great conversation with Brody Peoples last week, man. If y'all hadn't heard that, man, please go check out Eyeball Podcast episode number 8 with Mr. Brody Peoples, man. It is out on all streaming sites for wherever you get your podcast. Just search in Eyeball, little I-B-A-L-L podcast, man, and it will pop up. And go listen to that conversation with Mr. Brody Peoples that we had last week, B. But what you excited to talk about with Barry today?
Oh, man, this is a different dynamic. This kid is Mr. Do-It-All. I think he had an invite to the USA, 16 and under. Mm. So we're talking about that type of talent, man. So I really want to just talk to him about coming from the south part of the state. You know, that's known as football country. But here he is making a name for himself, continuing to get a path going. So I just want to talk to him, man, see what the young kid's mindset is and see what he's been doing all this summer and go from there.
Yeah, man. Hey, listen, we know he got that work on the court, right? But how have you been improving your game?
Right.
What are some of the things that, you know, you've been working on? Because I hope, listen, this is my hope. My hope is that kids have used this quarantine season, this pandemic shutdown, to not just work on your game and become better, but work on something that you know you've been struggling at. I want to see kids like this weekend, hey, if you don't know, you do now know because we put it out on Twitter. We will be in the building this weekend in Birmingham for the Bama Jam, sponsored by Hoop Scene.
Yes, sir.
Eyeball will be in the building, man. We will be in there scouting, interviewing, doing what we do, picking up some interviews, so be ready for that, man. So we will be in the building, so y'all better have your game on.
Because, listen,
we coming on here to talk about you. Listen, don't think for one second that this show is cookie cutter.
Right.
We ain't cookie cutter, bro. We are, Coach, like, if y'all don't know, Coach Williams has ran the Sidney Lanier program for the past 7 years, 3 straight regional finals. How many
regional, five straight regionals, three straight regional finals, and four area championships in 5 years.
And there, see, so he's been there. I coached. I got my first head coaching job when I was in 2006.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So we've been doing this for a very, very, very long time, man. So please believe, man. When we come in and we gonna give our evaluations, they gonna be real. So don't get your feelings hurt.
And listen, we're just not looking at the big time names, guys. We're looking. We're trying to find a diamond in the rough.
Exactly.
It's always good to find that one guy that somebody's sleeping on. So listen, man. If you're a young guy and you're out there listening and you're playing, hey man, don't worry about where you are today. Just continue to work on your craft and see where you end up tomorrow.
Exactly. But see me on the sideline.
Exactly.
See me on, because I'm gonna talk about you. Make me talk about you, man. Make me talk about you. Like Representative John Lewis said, get yourself in some good trouble.
Get good trouble.
Get yourself in some good trouble, baby. But, man, we're going to head to hey, listen, we've been talking about it. But guess what? We got it now, baby. Hey, listen, we are going to go to a quick commercial break. And, man, when we come back, we will have Mr. Barry Dunning on the phone right after this. What's up? This your man, D-Will the Coach, here on behalf of Real Talk Tees. Real Talk Tees is for the players, geniuses, and bosses. For those who hustle, for the fresh, and for the iconic. Real Talk Tees is urban, affordable, vintage t-shirts to help you express yourself. So visit realtalktees.bigcartel.com to order yours today. So how about this? You got a specific mood in mind? Custom orders are available also to help you and yours stand out. So visit realtalktees.bigcartel.com, where what's real lasts forever.
And we're back, getting ready to get Mr. Barry Dunning on the phone and talking to him a little bit about what he has going on this summer. USA basketball, AAU basketball, playing with the Nike Elite basketball team. We're about to get him on the phone and just see what he's been up to this summer. This should be a very interesting conversation with this young man. We've been waiting to get him. We've been waiting to get him. Class of 2022, the number one player in the state of Alabama, ESPN, ranked number 27. So he's moving up the charts, doing the things that he needs to do as a player, and we look forward to making this thing happen.
Yeah, man. Excited. Can't wait to get this conversation going, man. And without further ado, right now on the phone, we have the number one ranked player in the state of Alabama in the class of 2022, according to PrepHoops.com, and also rated one of the top 30 players in the country by ESPN, Barry Dunning from McGill-Tulane High School. Barry, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
Doing great. How about yourself?
We're doing great, man. You're on with Brian and Derek Williams.
How you doing, Barry? Good
right
to hear
here
from
on
you.
The Eyeball Podcast, man. We just wanted to sit down and have a conversation with you, see how you've been using your time during this COVID-19 pandemic. And, man, just starting off, Barry, man, appreciate you for being on with us, of course. But as we all know, you ran with the Alabama Fusion on the AAU EYBL circuit, and you guys were able to get in one tournament early, but after that, you were shut down. How have you been coping with not being able to run on that EYBL circuit, and have you been running with other teams, or how have you just been getting your game on during the COVID-19 pandemic?
I'm going to say, you know, when they shut us down, it kind of hurt a little bit, but at the same time, you got to realize that, you know, Corona around here is really serious. A lot of people died from a lot of people getting sick. So I just felt like this is the best time for, like, as me as a player, just to, you know, sit down, enjoy my family, pick up new hobbies, and, you know, just develop my game. Because, you know, there's a lot of people that are just trying to play. I think they're just rushing too quick. And, you know, they might catch Corona, you know, put themselves and their family and others at jeopardy. So right now is the best way, you know, stay in shape, get better, get developed. And also, you know, I really haven't played with any other AAU teams. You know, I'm just sit down, like I said, and just work on my game, develop, and just enjoy the ones around me.
Man, that is awesome for you to say. And listen, we have talked to several – on the last episode, we had Brody Peoples, number two player ranked in the class of 2021, and he runs with Pro One Select. And his team, and they've been out there on the road getting those games in. And to talk to you and to get a different aspect of someone who's saying, yeah, I know I could go out and play, but I'm just going to sit back, pick up me some new hobbies, and continue to work on my game – What are some of the things that you've been doing during this time to work on your game? Do you have a facility that you're able to go through, a gym that you're able to go to in order to get that work, or you just been having to get it in where you can?
Really, I do have a facility to work at, like at my high school. You know, we going through like the rules and regulations of, you know, being sanitized 6 feet apart. Also, you know, I just go outside my own yard, got me into like a nice full size court. One goal, that's really all I need.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, my being consistent from the 3-point line, extending my range a little bit, keeping my ball handling skills sharp, watching a lot of film, you know, trying to understand, you know, the offensive side of offense, you know, just how to get my teammates open, when's the right time to score, stuff like that.
And I'm glad you said that, that you're working on your ball handling and extending that range even further out to the 3-point line. Now, let me ask you this, Barry. Let me ask you. Your personal feelings, your personal beliefs, where do you see yourself as a great fit? Because you're getting a lot of love nationally. Everybody sees the well-rounded game that you have. But what are some things that you see yourself as? What do you see yourself as being the best at, whether it's in the mid-range, in the post, or is it playing out at the guard position? What do you see yourself best suited fit for?
I see my best suited fit for is, you know, I'm a guy that can play a little bit inside and out. You know, I just feel like I'm a big guard, you know, around 6'6", with a long, you know, like a long frame, long arm. So it's really with me, it's just like disadvantage. If I have a little, so like somebody little on me, just take it to the post. If I have somebody I know quicker, faster than, a little bit stronger, I'm just going ahead and just take them to the rim. I just feel like, you know, my game is more all around. And, you know, that's what makes me unique.
Barry, that's good to hear, man. You got Chill Will on the line right here, getting ready to talk with you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, that was great, man. I'm listening to some of your answers, man, and it lets me know that you're a really mature young guy that really has a plan of what he's trying to do on the basketball court to become a good player. But I had an opportunity to kind of watch you play some last summer, and I've just seen your game kind of grow. I've been looking at some of your workout videos from the last couple of years. Look like you stretched out a couple of inches. But it's good to see that you're starting to get some confidence. But jumping out on that EYBL circuit last year and having some of the success that you had, how has that played into the player that you are today and the player that you want to be moving forward?
You know, just while I'm playing, you know, last year on the circuit, you know, I was almost around a bunch of girls, great guys. You know, had great leadership skill. We all cared for each other because we all had the same common goal, is to go to PGM and win it, and to make each other better every single day we've seen each other, and push each other. And even the directors, like Coach Shannon, Coach Ava, they want us to be the best player that we can be. You know, they push us to excellence, which, you know, which is a good thing because that we all need, you know. As far as that, it kind of grew me as a leader, you know, to push my teammates, my high school teammates, you know, that if you have a goal and you want to reach it, you know, you got to sacrifice. You got to work hard at it. You got to have the drive. You got to keep pushing. Like, you just got to work at it, have a great work ethic. And, you know, basically what that did was, you know, just give me, like, a lot of leadership qualities, you know.
Exactly.
Learned that this, like, the past couple, like, the past year, me being a freshman in high school, I really wasn't a leader on my team. But now, mm-hmm. you know, I feel like I have to step up and be more of a leader
mm-hmm.
this year. Because, you know, that's what we really need to lead on the team. And I feel like me being a leader on my team takes us a far way. Is it going to regionals or going to state? It'll take us a long way.
That's great, man. That's great to hear you talking about actually winning basketball games when you're playing in the summertime. Because a lot of players like to try to use the platform in the summer to say, you know what, I'm going to get mine. And the great players understand that they can get their numbers and do some of the things that they need to do. But they have to play in games that matter. One other question I have for you is, you know, you're coming out of Mobile, Alabama, and it's really rich with NBA talent down there with guys like Antonio Langham, Jason Caffey, DeMarcus Cousins, just to name a few. So coming out of Mobile and having that kind of talent, that kind of rich talent coming out of Mobile, you know, what do you see yourself trying to accomplish? And is that a goal of yours to try to get to that level?
Oh, yes, sir, it has. It's always been a dream of mine when I was little. And, you know, I feel like if you, you know, I'm just doing what my heart tells me to do, and that's to, you know, keep working, keep pushing. Because, you know, if you shoot for the stars, you know, you land on the moon. So, you know, I'm going to keep pushing. If that's me, like I know sometimes not always true, but if I just go to college and I stay in California, get my degree, that's a good thing. I give me a good job. But if it's meant for me to be in, to go to the league, and I'll go. You know, I've just been working, you know, just having talent, you know, just seeing them go. I know it's a possibility that, you know, anybody down here can go.
Exactly.
And, you know, down here we have good talent. Mm-hmm. And that's just a lot of motivation to me just to keep working hard.
Hey, man, that's – to hear a young guy say that, man, because, you know, a young guy – young kids, everybody wants to go to the NBA. As soon as you pick up that round ball, and Barry, and I'm sure this was the same for you, when you picked up that round ball, you like, hey, man, I'm going to let this little round ball take me to as far as it possibly can. But to hear you say, hey, that's a goal of yours, that's what you want, but if it doesn't work out, you're cool with just going to get your degree, get a job, and living that life and being satisfied. And to have that mindset at a young age like you do is going to take you a very long way. But, man, there's a couple things I do want to talk to you about. Your feelings about your ESPN ranking, all right? I got to have a little fun with this. So I know I'm sure you're excited to be, you know, nationally recognized by the publication, but how do you feel about your – you feel it's too high, too low, you right there, or you just simply don't care?
I'm going to say at one point, you know, I don't let rankings define the type of player I am. Mm-hmm. I know what time, you know, every time I'm going to get on the floor, I'm going to get in my all. You know, I'm the type of guy that don't, you know, take a day for granted. But, you know, I feel like I'm a little bit too low because I just know that, you know, I feel like I'm better than them guys above me. You know, while I'm not being cocky, I'm just being confident. But, you know, I'm blessed, you know, just to be, you know, just ranked because, you know, it's my first year being ranked on ESPN. You know, it's a blessing of mine. But, you know, I just got to keep working. Like, rankings don't really faze me. You know, I just want to keep working, be the best player I can be.
And be there. I'm going to tell you, bro. I'm going
to
tell you.
That's what I want to hear.
That's what I want to hear. Listen, I like that you didn't come on here PC politically correct and be like, yeah, I'm just happy to be on there. Bro, to be great, you have to think greatness.
Right.
And Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, the greatest of all times, never said, hey, I just want to be good enough.
Right.
I want to be the best. And I'm glad that you said that you think you're too low because, in my opinion, I've seen a lot of those guys, I think you're too low. But I know you're going to put the work in. And like you said, it doesn't define you. But it does help with recruiting. And – no, how's your recruitment going so far? Have you narrowed down a list? Have you made a list? Or do you have a, you know, where are you at in your recruitment right now?
Right now, you know, I'm just taking the next 2 years to make the best decision that's for me and my family. You know, the recruitment's been going great. All the schools have been recruiting me hard, showing favoritism, which I like. All the schools are, like, really family. That's really showing me. Mm-hmm. You know, right now, this is my recruitment's going great. I can't really complain about it.
Yeah, so have you put together a list? Do you have any schools that you're really interested in, or schools that are showing more love than others?
You know, all the schools are showing me. You know, all the schools are showing me the same type of love. You know, all my parents tell me is to go where you really want it, go where you fit best. And, you know, right now, you know, all of them show like the best fit for me. So right now, I'm just really taking 2 years to, you know, to look into it, watch some games, go to the college for visit, you know, just really see what's the best fit.
That sounds great, man. Now, let me ask you this, B. Like, do you feel like, all right, this is a personal question. This is your personal feelings about the upcoming basketball season and how and if it will be played. Do you feel you would get a chance to play your junior season this upcoming basketball season, whether it starts in October as usual or if it's moved into the fall of or the spring of 2021?
I feel like we will. You know, there's going to be a lot of rules and regulations, like I said. It's probably not going to be no spectators. Probably going to let, like, probably just coaches or people to come feel the game for coaches to watch. You know, I feel like it's going to be a lot of rules. Like, we have to wear a mask on the bench, like, stuff like that.
How you feel about that? How you feel about that, man? Does that make you feel, that's going to be a little weird, no fans in the stands? Or are you just going to go in, hey, man, whether it's me in here by myself or it's 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 people in here, I'm just going to go hard?
I'm going to tell you, like, why my parents said, if you a baller, you a baller. If you a hooper, you a hooper. You know, it don't matter. Who understands if you love the game that you play and you have a passion for it, you know, you don't really need external forces to motivate you. You know, you can find that passion, that fire within you, you know, to spark you up and just to go play. Rather, it's a good, bad team and nobody understands. you can find your own light inside you to play hard.
Man, that's so awesome.
Exactly. Going into this thing, Barry, you're going into this year, and what are some of your team goals for your high school basketball team this season, as far as what you want to accomplish with them this year?
Oh, this year I want to go to the state championship. You know, last past 2 years I've been stuck at regionals. Freshman year, it was one game with going to state, and I thought we were gonna make some progress my sophomore year, but unfortunately, you know, we lost in the first round of regionals. So this year, you know, I've been focusing on, you know, understanding, you know, human nature, communicating with my teammates, you know, make them better. So, you know, when we get to that stretch, we'll mentally and physically be prepared. So we won't get tired. We won't mentally shut down, physically shut down. So we'll be able to go to that state championship and, you know, win. I just feel like, you know, us going down to 6A, no slack. There's a lot of good teams in there. You know, so we just gotta push and we gotta go even harder than we did the past 2 years.
And that's big for players to understand that when you get to a level, there's no guarantees that you're gonna be able to get back to that level each and every year. But as a player that's been through the process and understands the season and areas and things, your team can start to understand, hey, we wanna play well every single night, every single game, but we gotta make sure that we're getting ready for these area games, these regional games. And listen, sometimes you got that monkey on your back to get over that hump. I was at Sidney Lanier for the last 7 years, and for 3 years in a row, we went to the regional final, and we were unable to get over that hump. And I was telling my guys in the locker room at that time, all of the coaching goes out of the window when you get to that level. You have to have players that understand this is where we are. I got to make the plays. We have to make the plays to get over to that next step. So it's great to hear you talk about you understanding where your team has been the last 2 years and where you're trying to take them. Because, listen, all of the great ones in the state of Alabama have played in the big show, and I'm looking forward to seeing you playing there too.
Yes, well, sir.
Hey, Bear, I'm overly excited. We're based in Montgomery and Birmingham, but here's the thing about it. My parents have a house in Mobile.
Right.
You know? Right. So they got a house in Mobile, so I'm down there quite often, and eyeball will definitely be in the building to check you out this upcoming season, if we're allowed to get into the gym to even watch you play. If not, we would definitely be tuning in on the internet,
watching it
as much as we possibly can. But, Barry, man, listen, this has been a great conversation. I appreciate you, man. I reached out to you late last night. You came through for a brother. You came through for the show, man. We appreciate you being on. Thanks for taking the time out to rap with us today. Now, I do got one more question before I do let you go. I'm sorry. I be wanting to hold y'all all day. How I want to ask it, B, because I ask everybody this. I ask everybody this question. Like, are you prepared for if the season doesn't happen? If the season doesn't happen, are you prepared for that? And what is going to be your thought process going in that direction?
I'm really prepared for that. You know, it's just more time to develop your game to get more better. Because, you know, sometimes you have the season, you know, for us at Alabama, you know, we got to go by the rules. We don't get to be with the school, train at the school. So, you know, I just feel like that's a couple of months just to get better. For AAU season, that if we have another AAU season come around, it's just more time to get better. So, you know, I don't ever think negative about everything. I just find positive ways that come out of always negative. Mm-hmm. But the positive thing to come out of that is just to get better.
Man, I might have to make a T-shirt, man, and put BD on the back for Barry Dunning and send it to you, brother.
Yes, sir.
We got to get ready, man. Again, Barry, thank you for taking out the time with us, man. Appreciate it. And, man, stay in shape. Stay ready to go, man. And we'll be sitting down talking to you real soon.
It was great talking to you, Barry.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all having me on here.
Indeed. Oh, no doubt, brother. Anytime. And there it is, man. Mr. Barry Dunning.
Man.
The number one ranked player in the state of Alabama in the class of 2022, man. According to Prep Hoops Alabama. Bro.
I like it, man.
I like it.
I like it, man. As we talk to these young players and some of these guys that we have lingering up around the top of the board and some of these young men going off to college, man, these young men are getting themselves prepared. They're smart.
They're smart.
Articulate.
Yes.
And they know where they're headed in life. And man, that's the battle.
And here's the thing, B. Like, you know, I talked to several people in the industry when we were putting together this podcast and getting the structure of the show and letting people know, hey, this is what we want to do.
Exactly.
And people were looking at me like, you sure you want to do that? Because, you know, can a high school kid be able to carry on a thought-provoking, interesting conversation mm-hmm. that makes good radio?
Right.
Not just can they talk, but mm-hmm. can they make good radio? And mm-hmm. I was like, listen, I think we're underestimating a lot of these kids nowadays.
Right.
Because when you talk to them, they're a lot more mature than we were growing up.
Exactly.
You know, like, I probably could have had a conversation with you, mm-hmm. but to say I'm finna get on a telephone and do a whole radio interview for 15 to 20 minutes and be able to eloquently express my thoughts after each other with question after question after question, bro, I wouldn't have been able to do it.
Man, I think one of the biggest things is, you know, like we talk about it almost every show. It's called evolution.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what's going on with a lot of these young kids, you know, even in the world of sports and the world of basketball, where it's a very, very competitive field, mm-hmm. like everything in life, I think people are starting to understand it's no more if we get there. They're starting to say when.
Yes.
So when the mindset starts to change, you start to see kids getting ready for what they say they want to do for the rest of their lives earlier on in life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, some of those things that we talk about around the house, the chores and some of those things, hey, man, they just knock those things out. They understand they have a bigger purpose in life of what they're trying to accomplish. And, man, they see it, they realize it, and they're going after it.
And I'm going to tell you, he did a great job of eloquently putting that.
Right.
And I didn't say eloquent about 12 times, but I'm going to say it again. I don't care. But he did a great job of eloquently saying, if I don't make it,
right,
I'm cool with that.
Right.
Because my work ethic that I'm putting in right now is going to prepare me for my future life.
And whether help that's, me be a success.
It helped me be a success. Whether that's in the league,
anywhere.
Whether that's in sitting at a 9-to-5 doing my job at 6'6". He probably gonna be 6'8", 6'9" by then. It don't matter. He is prepared for that, and his work ethic that he's putting in right now is preparing. And I'm gonna tell you something else that I love to hear that he mentioned several times during the interview. He mentioned his parents.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
He mentioned his parents on how they are pushing him to be that kid. Not just pushing him to be that kid on the basketball court, but they're pushing him to be a successful young man, citizen in the United States, which we definitely need if you're paying any attention to what's going on in the world
right
now.
Oh, man, it is huge. And, you know, one of the first things that he said he's using the quarantine for is to find some new passions and some new hobbies.
Come on, man.
That was huge, and that was big time. But on another note,
yeah,
I want to say this. We just got off the phone with a future pro.
Yeah. Come on, B.
Yeah.
We got the future pro before we pro.
Yep.
You
yep.
know?
Eyeball Podcast. We got him right here because,
hey,
listen, this kid is bona fide player, long, put it on the floor,
yes.
Guard all the positions, play all the positions. He is going to be a pro.
And listen, and in these interviews, man, like, and I talked about the structure and the thought process behind the podcast. I want to get, listen, we know about, we got them on here because they can hoop.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Every guest we have on here, just know when they step onto the Eyeball Podcast station, they will be able to hoop. So that's secondary.
Exactly.
I want to talk to these kids about what they, I want to talk about their basketball IQ.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about their life.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about them off the court.
Mm-hmm.
Those type of things that shapes a person. That's kind of where I wanted to go with it.
Right.
And our last couple of interviews, that has been spot on.
Man, you're looking at it because you're starting to see right now marketability.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Once you step out on the court and do some of the things that you do creatively, and listen, that's going to do what it needs to do. But personality-wise, who are you?
Who are
you? And if you have a great personality, it's just going to help you wherever you go. And like I say, I understand that there's levels to this thing, and he's going to be a big-time college basketball player. Listen, we didn't even really get an opportunity to talk to him about USA basketball.
No, we did.
He got an invitation to USA basketball 16 and under this year.
Come on.
So that was another opportunity for him to get out, you know, let people know who Barry Donning is, and, you know, compare – where his game is at this time and get an opportunity to look at other people around the country and say, you know what, I'm going to go home and work on this, or I'm going to continue to prove on this. So it was a great conversation.
And like I said, he went deep into, we got into some basketball.
Right.
All right? When you go back and listen to this conversation, we got into some basketball, definitely mm-hmm. that. But the thing about it is, the kid is ranked number one in the state.
Mm-hmm.
The kid is ranked in the top 30 in the country by ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
We know he can hoop.
Right.
So for him to come over here and talk to us about basketball is just like, he didn't tell us nothing. But listen, I guarantee in this conversation, you found out something about Barry Dunning you didn't know.
Yeah.
You left this conversation like I did, really, really liking this kid.
He's a mature young man.
He's a mature young man that I would like to get to know more about him.
Exactly.
And here on the Eyeball Podcast, we will definitely do that.
We will
definitely do that. But hey, man, you know, I'm going to say it like this. We reached the end of the show. I'm going to tell y'all something. We just came in and did this just because I was able to get my man Barry.
Yes.
He got his own special whole entire show to himself.
Yes.
And he deserved every single bit of it. And I don't regret one bit having him in this type of platform because he nailed it.
He nailed it, man. He's a really articulate speaker, man. That's what I like more than anything with a lot of these young kids that we're getting. And he showed us, you know, he has a real thought process at a really young age, and that's going to help him be successful.
Hey, that's going to help him be successful. You got that right, man. But like I say, man, we've reached the end of the show, man. Appreciate y'all tuning in to this special edition of the Eyeball Podcast, man. And hey, listen, we'll be back. We'll be back in a full show. Jamaica will be in the building,
yes.
Dropping gems, so you will be ready for that. So be patient. We still rocking and rolling. But listen, like I said earlier, where there's a demand, the Eyeball Podcast is here to supply. B, tell them, holler at them, tell them where they can find you on social.
You can find me on Twitter at CoachB334, on Instagram at ChillWill334, and on Facebook, Brian Williams. I want to leave you out with this, move with a purpose.
And listen, let me tell you, you did that too early. You did that too early. I was going to come back to you.
You're right.
I told you that too. Listen, right. Y'all, I told him in the pre-show, in the production meeting, hey, bro, I'm going to throw it to you.
We're going to throw it.
Throw it back. Then I'm going to give him a social, and I'm going to throw it back,
we're
and we
throw
out.
It. Yeah.
And he just throw it.
Hey, man, hey, sometimes I just like to shoot jumpers. I don't wait on a shit.
Yeah, I see, man. Y'all see, that's why he ain't play point guard, y'all, because he can't pass. You feel what I'm saying? But y'all just had me rapping that low Jack Dollars. Throw it. He gonna love that, boy. Yeah. Give him a shout out. He can't believe he got it. But yeah, man, you can also find me at Twitter at Coach_SRT, also at Eyeball Run, and of course at Prep Hoops AL, Prep Hoops Alabama. You can also find me on Instagram and at Eyeball Radio, and also at _RealTalkTees. And listen, we played a commercial earlier. If you want me to, I'll play it again.
Right.
But go to realtalktees.bigcartel.com for all of your Eyeball gear, and of course you can get all your Real Talk Tees gear on there also, like this Good Trouble shirt that I'm rocking right now in remembrance of Representative John Lewis. But B, holla at him.
Well, we out of here this week, man. We had a great show and move with a purpose.
And they call me Coach because I teach you how to ball. Till next week, we out. Peace.
Later.